H5, mail by air. A stimulus to progress in aviation came with the beginning of airmail service by the United States government. Changes in structure and design of the planes to carry airmail were necessary. Such money was provided when Congress gave the Postmaster General authority to carry mail at a rate not more than $3 per pound, 0.45 kilograms. The airmail service began on May 15, 1918. It flew between Washington, D.C. and New York City. The planes, pilots, and ground crews were supplied by the Army. By August 12th of the same year, the Post Office Department had completely taken over the airmail service by furnishing its own planes and crews. In 1925, however, an act of Congress transferred airmail service to private airlines. From its small beginning, airmail and transport service have grown into a great business. Very little first-class mail is carried any longer by train. Almost all first-class mail going 640 kilometers, 400 miles, or more within the country is now being sent by airmail. Airmail service has also progressed in other countries throughout the world. Today, airmail service is available to almost any part of the earth. Man. H5, mail by air. A stimulus to progress in aviation came with the beginning of airmail service by the United States government. Changes in structure and design of the planes to carry airmail were necessary. Such money was provided when Congress gave the Postmaster General authority to carry mail at a rate not more than $3 per pound, 0.45 kilograms. The airmail service began on May 15, 1918. It flew between Washington, D.C. and New York City. The planes, pilots, and ground crews were supplied by the Army. By August 12th of the same year, the Post Office Department had completely taken over the airmail service by furnishing its own planes and crews. In 1925, however, an act of Congress transferred airmail service to private airlines. From its small beginning, airmail and transport service have grown into a great business. Very little first-class mail is carried any longer by train. Almost all first-class mail going 640 kilometers, 400 miles, or more within the country is now being sent by airmail. Airmail service has also progressed in other countries throughout the world. Today, airmail service is available to almost any part of the earth.